5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As an Englishman, I look into American politics from the outside, and I really can't believe what I'm seeing. Things look to me so starkly like a contest between good and bad that I might as well be watching Lord of the Rings play out in real life. The Trump insurrection within the Republican Party seems to be essentially complete, having completely sidelined the rhinos and turned it into the party of MAGA. In the wake of the attempted assassination of Trump, and the stout-heartedness he displayed on that day, the RNC took on the aspect of a triumphal parade in which the American people seemed to come together to celebrate their victorious hero. As I was watching the events, all I could see was warmth, compassion, humour and humanity coming from the MAGA crowd. They all looked like they were having fun being together, and they looked profoundly happy to be where they are and proud to be doing what they were doing. It was delightful to see the delegates' beaming faces as they announced their votes for Trump. It was wholesome and clearly the expression of an organic spirit of unity. Sure, it was a bit corny at times, and there was a certain amount of American exuberance which might overwhelm the senses of the more reserved types, particularly when Hulk Hogan ripped off his shirt and declared that Trumpmania was running wild, but I thought it was amazing and above all authentic. It was like watching the world's largest family barbecue. It's clear that they all view themselves as a part of a great patriotic movement that will save and restore the United States to the nation that it used to be, and each person is evidently honoured to be playing their part in it. They obviously aren't doing this for themselves alone, they're doing it for others, for future generations, for people who can't yet speak for themselves. And there's no doubt as to the legitimacy of the movement. Trump has been through the fire and come out on the other side, bloodied but unbowed. The mandate of heaven is upon him, and he is the unchallenged leader of the patriots. He has walked his hero's journey and has the scars to prove it. Nobody doubts that they are united and that their hearts are in the trim. There is no discord in this because there are no contradictions. Everyone knows that they are doing the right thing for the right reason, and they know the right result all of this will bring about. They are going to fight, and they intend to win. But if we look over to the old foes, what do we see in the Democrat Party? By contrast, the Democrats look cold, mechanical, unwelcoming, rigid, and ruthless. Joe Biden himself is an absentee figurehead president, the formal representation of an obscure bureaucracy populated by conniving worm tongues, whose entire political power base is constructed through appeals to the darkest and most grasping depths of the human soul. Everything about them seems self-interested, self-serving. They are conceited, mistrustful, devious, callous, and moreover, all of this is just out in the open. Every single one of them insisted for years now that Biden was in perfect health and a model candidate. And when it became evident that Biden's cognitive decline was beyond the point of denial, the apparatus of the party effortlessly removed him and replaced him in a bloodless coup before our very eyes, just for everyone to see. The ambitious party apparatchiks, who'd previously pledged their undying fealty to Biden only a few days before, without a moment's hesitation or a tear shed, pledged their new allegiance to his apparent successor, Kamala Harris, who was chosen by some arcane and inexplicably anti-democratic process to become the new figurehead of the machine. The adherents of the ideology that controls the Democrat Party cloak themselves in the language of good and right, but the more the mask slips, the more that we can see the gunmetal gleam of the hard power underneath the soft rhetoric, the moving, sharp-toothed gears of something distinctly inhuman. It reveals itself in the insincere platitudes that they are all forced to utter in a vain attempt to weave together some convincing tale of how Kamala Harris is apparently the best person they have for the job, despite it being so patently and obviously untrue. Until yesterday, nobody had great affection for Harris, but now we are supposed to believe that she is some kind of beloved motherly figure for their movement, and they've always thought well of her. It's total nonsense, but the machine would have us believe it for its own ends. However, anyone can see that there is no real love surrounding Harris, and everyone knows it. She is just the next tooth of the cog as it grinds into place. It's her time because of a predetermined set of power structures within the party, which is why they won't have a primary election. They will simply install her and expect the rest of the party to fall into line, even though internally there is far from consensus on the issue. The fundamental problem the Democrats have is that the pleasant fictions of their own story have grown too far apart from the brute facts of reality. And where this narrative has torn, we can see the greasy political engine beneath the surface, a construct of lies and machinations designed to accomplish what exactly? What are the Democrats even selling at this point? What is their vision of a decent future? How can they help realize the human goods that we expect politics to facilitate? It seems that underlying whatever they do is a self-interested drive towards a set of abstract liberal principles which have been adopted only out of resentment, to be wielded as a sword against the American majority and to be used as a shield against any just critique of their evil acts. It's no coincidence that the Democrats use this ideology to favour everything that is foreign and strange over that which is homely and normal. It's no surprise that their coalition is constructed from competing special interest groups, all vying for power within the machine and expecting to have their vices served by it. So the question on every American's lips ought to be, who does this machine work for, and who does it work against? What kind of world are they trying to bring about? And do you want that world for your children and grandchildren? There is no doubt that evil can bring into alignment many avaricious and fearful factions, but only good can bring into league all of those of noble heart and courage, and I can't help but see this dichotomy in the current American political cycle. The issue is not about policy. It is about basic questions of right and wrong, the correct structuring of the moral universe, and how society should be against how society should not be. And it seems evident to me that the party of secrecy, betrayal, autocracy, and outlanders must lose against the party of hearth and home, family and tradition. So I say good luck to the American Fellowship. We believe in you. Your enemies will pull out every dirty trick in the book to lay traps for you wherever they can. And you must be forever vigilant and on guard against their designs and be ready to thwart them every chance you get. They will do everything in their power to make you doubt, to make you stumble, to make you forget your way or give up. But Mount Doom is in sight, and you are nearly there. Keep going. You only have a few more battles to fight, and you already have everything you need to win.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.